CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A shock this evening. Veteran CBS News correspondent Bob Simon is dead, killed in a New York City car crash. He was 73. Bob Simon had been with CBS News since 1967. He covered Vietnam, the Middle East, assassinations, political upheaval, and natural disasters. He was in South Africa when Nelson Mandela was released.
The remarkable thing was nobody had seen or heard a word from him in 27 years. So we didn't know if we were seeing a doddering old man who'd been broken by the apartheid regime.
Instead, he described Mandela emerging with his clenched fist in the air. Bob Simon became a regular on 60 Minutes in 1996. Jeff Jarvis is a journalism professor at City University of New York.
Bob Simon was a foreign correspondent. He explained difficult stories to people. He understood difficult stories. And that's what he brought to 60 Minutes. That's what he brought to the evening news.
Simon won 24 Emmys and 3 Peabody Awards.
Our coalition is on the offensive. ISIL is on the defensive, and ISIL is going to lose.
President Obama made that vow as he sent Congress a proposed resolution to authorize the use of U.S. military force against Islamic State militants. It prohibits a long-term commitment of ground forces.
I do not believe America's interests are served by endless war or by remaining on a perpetual war footing.
More from White House correspondent Major Garrett.
The president has long said he has all the legal authority he needs to carry out this war, but he's asked the Republican majority in Congress to come on board to shield his war plan and strategy from the coming partisan strife of the 2016 presidential campaign.
Republicans, like House Speaker John Boehner, say the resolution is too restrictive.
The president's point is that he wants to dismantle and destroy ISIS. I haven't seen a strategy yet that I think will accomplish it.
Some Democrats say Mr. Obama's asking for too much authority. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki confirmed today that the U.S. Embassy in Sana'a, Yemen, has been abandoned.
We've been working to reduce embassy staff for some time now. Yesterday, the remaining staff departed on an Omani private jet to Muscat. Our embassy staff have since departed en route to Washington.
The anti-American Houthi militia has taken over the government. A festering dispute apparently led to a triple homicide in North Carolina.
I'm Jim Crisula. Muslim leaders are calling for a thorough police investigation into the shooting deaths of 3 Muslim college students in Chapel Hill. Duke University Muslim chaplain Imam Abdullah Antepli.
This may or may not be a hate crime, personal speaking, because there are evidence in either direction at this point.
Police believe the killing stemmed from an ongoing dispute over parking at a condominium complex. A 46-year-old man has been charged in the case. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Dow 6 points lower today. It closed at 17,862. This is CBS News.
Valentine's Day is this week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase, plus a box of gourmet chocolates for just $29.99. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HEART30.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today, so it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Come July, all
smartphone thefts are down, and the credit goes to new technology, the kill switch. KCBS Radio's Holly Kwan has the story from San Francisco.
The district attorneys in both San Francisco and New York are big backers of the kill switch. Apple was the first to roll out their version in 2013, but it's now standard on the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. San Francisco DA George Gascon says last year they saw a 40% drop in iPhone thefts, a 27% drop in smartphone robberies overall.
We immediately saw a modification in the behavior on the street as thieves were taking those phones, and they were realizing that they could not put the phone to use.
Come July, all smartphones sold in California will require a kill switch, something manufacturers resisted until recently. Holly Kwan, CBS News, San Francisco.
Again, our lead story, CBS News correspondent Bob Simon, a contributor to 60 Minutes for nearly 20 years, is dead. He was killed this evening in a car crash in New York City. Bob Simon was 73 years old. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.